WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives. One moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
This is Fresh Air. Histoire du Soldat, or The Soldier's Tale, is one of Igor Stravinsky's most popular works. Classical music critic Lord Schwartz has a review of a recording of this theater piece on the new Pangea label, owned by the rock star Sting. It features an all-star British cast, Sting, Vanessa Redgrave, and Ian McKellen.
Down a hot and dusty road, tramps a soldier with his load. He has to spend. Will his journey never end?
Histoire du Soldat is one of Stravinsky's freshest and most characteristic works. Lively, charming, sinister, full of surprises no matter how many times you hear it. He said the music was inspired by jazz, which at the end of World War I, when he wrote the piece, he actually hadn't heard yet. He'd only seen some ragtime sheet music. Histoire du Soldat is on a more intimate scale than Firebird, Petrushka, and The Rite of Spring, Stravinsky's three great ballet masterpieces written just before the war. It was conceived as a theater piece for three actors, a dancer, and only seven instruments, the size of a jazz combo. The story, allegorical and satirical, is based on folk legends. A young soldier on his way home from war meets the devil, who wins the soldier's fiddle in a bargain, and ends by capturing his soul. Stravinsky urged producers to feel free to give the setting contemporary significance. He said it was his only theater piece that referred to contemporary events. In 1920, the ever-practical Stravinsky condensed the music into an instrumental suite, which he recorded three times. He never recorded the complete theatrical version. He must have sensed that actors get tiresome on repeated hearings, which the music alone never does. The new recording is surprisingly successful for an all-star production. The rhymed English translation is pointed and pungent. The esteemed British Shakespearean actor Ian McKellen is a compelling, witty narrator. And Vanessa Redgrave makes a tasty, if overspiced, ham casserole out of her many-voiced, multi-ethnic devil. Best of all is Sting as the soldier. Unactorish, funny, and touchingly believable. A most appealing working-class anti-hero.
A little old man approaches, carrying a butterfly net.
Give me your fiddle.
No.
Sell it me.
No.
I'll give you this book for it, then.
Can't read.
Makes no difference. There's no need. With this book, you don't have to read. It's more than a book. It's wealth untold. You've only to open it. Lo and behold, banknotes, bearer bonds, and gold.
Well, I should want to have a look.
Certainly, certainly. Here's the book.
On sight, collateral, note of hand. This book's not easy to understand.
I can read it all right, but it's still Greek to me.
You will understand it. Wait and see.
The young American conductor Kent Nagano and the first-rate London Sinfonietta play an authoritative, state-of-the-art edition of this problematical score. The performance is appropriately lean and jazzy.
Mm-hmm.
But there's more character in the music than Nagano conveys. The playing should be at least as characterful as the acting. Nagano can't quite capture the rhythmic delicacy, that special quality of Stravinsky's that makes a listener shiver with poignant irony. As does, for example, the very classy version of Istvar recorded in 1962 by Igor Markevich and narrated in the original French by Jean Cocteau, with Peter Ustinov as the devil. It's just been reissued by Philips in its budget-priced CD series, Legendary Classics. There's also a fascinating recent performance of the instrumental suite on a Mobile Fidelity Sound Lab CD with the superb Soloists Ensemble of the Bolshoi Theater, a version that emphasizes introspective Russian melancholy, maybe at the expense of some of the brashness, but still a good antidote to Nagano's more streamlined brilliance. No one, however, has ever conducted this scintillating music better than its own composer.
Lloyd Schwartz is classical music editor of the Boston Phoenix. He reviewed a new recording of Stravinsky's Histoire du Soldat on the Pangea label. This is Fresh Air.